Proverbs Every Day, episode 306. No. No. 305. Jumped ahead. I'm in the future. But it's all right. let's do some prayer and then we'll get into this here. Father God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for the breath in our lungs, the strength in our body, and Father, today we ask that you would revitalize us, that you would bring us new energy, that you would amplify your sense of purpose within us. So, Father, we love you and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's about that time. All right, y'all. Well, I gotta be honest. This first verse is gonna be appropriate for me. I am recording this the day before, and I don't know what's going on, but I am just utterly and completely exhausted. I have been all day. It's not going away, and I'm hoping that this does go away. So, just like Agur, son of Jakeh. Let's see what the footnote is on this, actually. Yeah, son of Jakeh from Massa, or son of Jakeh, an oracle. Okay. Anyway, I am weary, O God. I am weary and worn out, O God. The Hebrew can be translated, the man declares this to Ukul. Yeah, okay. That is really wild. Weary and worn out. I'm too stupid to be human. I lack common sense. I'm not mastered any human wisdom, nor do I know the Holy One. Ouch. There's a level of humility here, but this is actually, I think, beyond that. verse 4. But God goes up from heaven and comes back down. Try that again. Who but God goes up to heaven and comes back down? Who holds the wind fat in his fists? Who wraps up the oceans in his cloak? Who has created the whole wide world? What is his name, and what is his son's name? Tell me if you know. Obviously, this is an interesting call forward to Jesus here, which is kind of awesome. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to him for protection. Do not add to his words, or he may rebuke you and expose you as a liar. I think this is a temptation that is often brought out by the enemy to just add to. So if you've been given truth, yeah, go ahead and speak the truth, but then add stuff to it. That is something that I've caught myself in that. You know, it's a weird notion, but you know, we don't want to be doing that. Oh God, I beg two favors from you. Let me have them before I die. First, help me to never tell a lie. Second, give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. For if I go rich, I may deny you and say, who is the Lord? And if I am too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name. Always like that. It's not just practical, it's logical. It's kind of nice. Never slander a worker to the employer, or the person will curse you and you'll pay for it. Some people curse their father and do not thank their mother. Hang on a second. They never slander a worker to the employer. Just, it has to be said. Look, way back when, I learned this many, many years ago, but they did like a survey of workers at like Starbucks and whatnot, and why everyone, they assumed people were asking for Sunday off to go to church. But what they found was that was not the reason why people were requesting not to work Sunday. It's because all of a sudden on Sunday, people got much more curt, in a hurry, and generally mean spirited on Sundays. So that means that people going to church or coming from church were often very much not great people. And I'm sure a lot of them had complaints and things like that. And it's just, yeah, like I said, had to be said. I always, for a long time there, and I don't know if I still do this or not. I think I try to remember, you know, tipping extra on Sundays and trying to be extra courteous to kind of make up for, you know, those that may not be. It's awful. Some people curse their father. Do not thank their own mother. They are pure in their own eyes, but they are filthy and unwashed. They look proudly around, casting disdainful glances. They have teeth like swords and fangs like knives. They devour poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. The leech has two suckers that cry out, "More, more." So the footnote, I thought that was like two daughters or something like that. Yeah. Two daughters who cry out, "Give, give." Yeah. There are three things that are never satisfied. No, four that never say enough. The grave or shell. Yep. I'm getting good at this. The barren womb, the thirsty desert, the blazing fire. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens in the valley and eaten by vultures. Ouch. There are three things that amaze me. No, four things I don't understand. How an eagle glides through the sky, how a snake slithers on the rock, how a ship navigates the ocean, and how a man loves a woman. An adulterous woman consumes a man, then wipes her mouth and says, "What's wrong with that?" There are three things that make the earth tremble, no, four it cannot endure. A slave who becomes a king, an overbearing fool who prospers, a bitter woman who finally gets a husband, a servant girl who supplants her mistress. So the first two are kind of related to each other, I guess. There are four things on the earth that are small but unusually wise. Ants. They aren't strong, but they store up food all summer. Hyraxes or rock badgers. They aren't powerful, but they make their homes among the rocks. Locusts, they have no king, but they march in formation. Lizards, they're easy to catch, but they are found even in king's palaces. So it's funny that these are all things that humans would struggle to do. Even this one, you know, being not strong with a store of food all summer, it's like they had that constant motivation, you know, that sort of thing. It's just fascinating. Verse 29. There are three things that walk with stately stride. No, four that strut about. The lion, king of animals, who won't turn aside for anything. The strutting rooster, the male goat, the king as he leads his army. If you have been a fool by being proud or plotting evil, cover your mouth in shame. As the beating of cream yields butter, and the striking of the nose causes bleeding, so stirring up anger causes quarrels. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do here is we're going to take a pause, and if you have anything you want to call out in the comments for this, just say chapter 30 and then the verse and then your comment, and then we'll be back in just a little bit and we'll move on with Proverbs 31 today. Try and get through this and let you get on with your day. But Proverbs 31, typically people's favorite and one of my favorites as well. The sayings of King Lemuel. Sayings of King Lemuel contain this message which his mother taught him. Or Lemuel, king of Massa, or King Lemuel, an oracle. Interesting. But I don't want you to miss this. These are sayings that his mother taught him. And so the people that you know, claim this is just like, yeah, whatever. People be claiming. People be doing things. Doesn't make them right. Oh, my son. O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not waste your strength on women, on those who ruin kings. It is not, O kings, for Lemuel, to guzzle wine. Rulers should not crave alcohol, for if they drink, they may forget the law and not give justice to the oppressed. Like a guzzle wine. Wow. Alcohol is for the dying, and wine for those in bitter distress. Let them drink and forget their poverty, and remember their troubles no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless, and see that they get justice. So what we're seeing here, folks, is a bit of a pattern that we're not only seeing that, yeah, it's not a good idea to go get drunk, you know, even though you have all the power and you could take the time and people would not tell you not to, they wouldn't be able to because you're the king. That's not a good one example to set, but it also will dull your mind. It's not not going to let you be alert enough to do what you're there to do, which is to give justice to the oppressed. You might forget the law, which is that you're there to uphold, you know, and it's those kind of things that really point to, it's not just a finger pointing, don't do that, don't be like that, don't do that, because I said so. There's an actual justification here, that it's not appropriate because there's a mission. You know, there's something that's very important for you right here. Speak up for the poor and helpless. See that they get justice. That's what the king is supposed to do. Verse 10. And this is an acrostic thing. Yeah. So verses 10 to 31 comprise a Hebrew acrostic poem. Each verse begins with the successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. So she's a merchant, she's a creator, and she's motivated, trustworthy. Yeah, verse 16. She goes to inspect the field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. So she invests. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. So, top of everything else she's doing, she manages to do that as well. It's pretty impressive. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. Read scarlet. Okay, so it's not just warm. It can be scarlet clothes. I'm implying that heavy. Okay. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses with fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. Good for him. Okay. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. I get the feeling verse 23 here is like, had to find something for this acrostic. Yeah, that dude. He does that thing. Sorry, I'm being snarky. It comes with the whole tired weirdness thing I'm going through here. Verse 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. See, charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. And that's it for the New Living Translation. Good stuff. I will say that if I can find the motivation and free brain cycles to do it sometime soon, I do want to do a deeper dive into Proverbs 31 using multiple translations and whatnot. Obviously not today. I don't have the energy for that today, unfortunately. I do not know what's going on. It's you know, just a weird body's adjusting to something or another. I don't know. We'll see. So I'm hoping to be better tomorrow. I just realized I have not chosen a new translation for the book of for the month of May. So, and I guess I wasn't thinking. I already did the message, so I can't do message in May. What was I thinking? So I will have that decided and cleared, all that kind of fun stuff by the time we are together again tomorrow. So thank you for being with me here for another month of Proverbs Every Day. It's been a pleasure to do this translation with you, and I will hope for wonderful things coming in the future. Feel free to share this. Feel free to share it with somebody and let them know that we're starting off a new month, and that might inspire some people to be part of that. I could kind of show you the numbers that indicate that what tends to happen with these things is the month kind of starts off pretty strong, and then kind of starts to taper a little bit, and it comes back up, and then it goes back down. And by the time we get down to days like today, we tend to see a lot fewer viewers. Like, I don't want to say record lows, but pretty low. And so that's to be expected. People, you know, start off a pattern and then it's hard. But you know what? Every month is brand new. Every month is brand new. We can start all over again and we can try again. I'm here for you. If there's anything I can do to make your journey better, I think I'm looking at, I don't know if it's going to happen in May or not. Kind of depends on finances, to be completely blunt with you. But there is a system that I'm looking at buying into for some other purposes that could be used for this, to where if you wanted to have a text message reminder every day, that might be something I can put together. I think enough people would need to tell me they want that for me to actually do it. But it is something that there is a system I can use for that. I believe that would be limited to the US only. I'm not positive on that, but that's something that if it helps to get a reminder out, I might do that. I can also try things like email and things like that to remind everybody. But my problem right now is it just requires a lot of effort. And I don't have I really don't have any kind of a budget to be able to hire an assistant for that sort of thing. But yeah, I'll see what happens. In any case, we'll go with whatever we go with in May, but I'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. All right, y'all. Be blessed by the best, and then go out and be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. Thank you again, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Husband's heart in her securely rests. In wealth and gain, he'll always be the best. She seeks wool and linen with joy in her flight. Her hand skillfully crafting from morning till night. She rises while it is still the dark of night. Feeding her household before the dawn's first light. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Who fears the Lord is highly praised. Charitable and kind, she aids those who are poor. Opening her hands to the needy, she offers more. She guards the gears of her home with keen attention, forsaking not to serve the bread of diligent action. She senses that her prophet is genuine. Her lamp does not cease at night's end. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord graces the city's gates. Among the elders of the land, he confidently debates. Her offspring arise and sing her praise. Her beloved too lifts her up in word and gaze. Many daughters have performed valiantly, yet you, my dear, outshine them splendidly. In prosperity's realm, she wisely invests. Buys a field and nurtures a vineyard at her behest. Her husband in her finds a relentless trust. In treasures and gains, need is turned to dust. Clad in strength and dignity, she gleefully strides. Facing the future with a comforting smile. More than fabric symbolize her might, framing her figure in resplendent light.